Why do people cheat? What is the causes of divorce? Should couples have joint finances? Who's more vain, men or women? Is bad sex a deal breaker? Polygamy versus monogamy. The ins and the outs, the ups and the downs of love, lust, and relationships. This is a candid conversation that you definitely want to be a part of. I am your host, and this is Just My Two Cents. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram to share yours. Thanks for joining us on another episode of Just My Two Cents. I am your host, Karell.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Kareem.
And today we are talking about date night.
Let's hear what the people have to say about the question of the day. This is the QOTD of IG, where we ask the people of Instagram to share your two cents.
Make sure you follow us on Instagram so you can vote on the question of today, which is, what is your ideal date night? Do you guys have an ideal date night or a favorite date night in the past? Take us down memory lane. Let's relive that moment.
I mean, in the past?
In the past or something you want to do?
Yeah, so I need to go on a date first. To really feel like there's an ideal one. No, but if I had to like kind of go back in my memory bank, the best date night I had was like, first of all, I love like someone who plans the date. Like you're not just saying like, hey, you want to go out and you're just winging it.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have a plan. You'd be surprised how far that takes you. So one, a plan, but two, my favorite date night was with a guy I was seeing in New York, and he actually used to come to New York to see me. And it was funny because the third time he came, I want to say it was like his second or third time coming up there. He came by my job to pick me up from work, and like, you know, we went there to like, you know, grab something really quick to eat. Then we came back to my apartment and I got changed. I got ready to go out. And we ended up like in Greenwich Village. First, he took me to like this like really cool spot that his friend was like a chef at, which was really, really dope. And then afterwards we went dancing, and then we went to like this hookah bar, and like I met like a few more of his friends and like people that he grew up with. And it was just really, really nice. It was a really cool time. And there was a plan.
Yeah, I'm the planner. I like to do things like that. So I think outside of like planning things, favorite date night.
I mean, it don't have to be outside of planning anything. Like it could be something that, you know, you like to toot your own horn. So go ahead and tell us.
I know. That's why I'm trying to think. Like, see, now for me, it depends on like time. Like one of the things that that we used to do is like day dates. Basically in the day we would both take off.
Mm-hmm.
And we would do the spa, the Nellery, breakfast, like a movie or lunch or something like that. But one of my favorites is I had ordered a projector, and I had set these like the little, what are they, like the warm, soft white lights around the curtains and stuff, and put like a little table in between with rose petals and like flowers on it, and put the projector on the wall, and we did movie night like that. So it was like really, really nice. I post that on Instagram. It was like really legit romantic. Yeah, that was pretty good.
So I can't think of anything that really stands out that we have done. And I don't know if that is a reality check that we need to do more, or if my memory is just really bad. But one thing I know I want to do, and it is so simple, but I've never been on a picnic. So I would really like to just have a picnic. I like to be intimate in a sense where we are focused on each other, not on a movie or on a meal or, you know, the people around us, where we can, you know, be engaged in conversation and, you know, just enjoy each other's company.
Picnics are cool. Yeah. I actually would going to set something up like that for an anniversary dinner, but the weather didn't permit it. And my planner said, well, my decorator, she said, no, wasn't going to work because of the weather. So we ended up doing things indoor. She found this little spot that her girlfriend owns and did like a dinner for two kind of thing in there. So it was pretty cool.
I think like settings or like getting to like limiting the amount of distractions so that you guys can focus on each other and actually have conversation really will tell you where the relationship is going, right? And like that is one of the reasons why, you know, with me and my ex, like I still love that man to this day, but it's because I got a chance to know him. Like I know him and he knows me in very, you know, detail, like, you know, some things that even my friends don't know. And so it's just really cool to have somebody that you can really be intimate with, where it's not intimacy as far as physical, but like that mental, emotional connection is really dope.
Did you know that it was a hierarchy for date nights?
I did not. I want to hear.
So Mondays, people are usually back at work and back to their weeknight routines, maybe getting caught up on the errands like grocery shopping, laundry, and going to the gym. Really, there's nothing sexy about Monday night. This is actually good news. If someone schedules a date with you on a Monday night, it means they are really eager to spend time with you. Even Wednesday is an eternity away when you're in the like. If it's a long weekend or like we had off Columbus Day and the kids didn't, that's a ideal date night. You know what I mean? We gotta, like you said, Kareem, take off one day a week or a month or whatever so we can just have that time, because it's hard trying to find babysitters for three kids.
Right. And I like the whole date thing sometimes because it's a change of scenery. It's not always, oh, we have to go out at night. You know what I mean? You kind of relax more, and there's a lot of different things you can do. Like the spa thing was cool, the Nellery, just lunch, and just walking downtown, especially on a spring day or a summer day, just in the city.
Well, I think Mondays is probably, they make it seem like somebody is anxious, but I think it's probably a good day because less things are busy.
Yeah, and you also need to go off of your schedule. Like, I wouldn't necessarily take a whole lot of stock in this. I mean, I'm interested to hear the hierarchy, but I wouldn't take a lot of stock in it. Like, you got to really go off of, like, what's convenient for both of you.
Well, they say on Tuesdays, sure, they'll grab a cup of coffee, a drink with you, or something of that sort. And maybe if things go well, it will turn into a late night. But it's also the night of, I'll just pop by for one drink. If it sucks, I'll be home in time for parks and recreation. No one goes into a Tuesday night date expecting a super long evening. I don't know who made this up. But I'll go with
it. Right.
Okay, so Wednesdays, statistically speaking, it's the best night of the week for a date. Maybe it's because by Wednesday night, people have recovered from the weekend and are looking for a nice break in the work week. Because it's a weeknight, Wednesdays are usually unburdened by the will we spend the night together pressure, which can free people up to act a little more brazenly and lets longer nights feel more spontaneous. I don't know if I had to choose. I would not say that Wednesday nights are the best nights for dates because it's hump day. I'm just trying to get to the end of the week.
I guess that would be based off of like what's going on during the week. You know, they be having like some Wednesday, not date specials, but you know, like happy hours or something like that. I guess that would all be depend, like even like any day of the week. Yeah, besides like Friday and the weekend. I don't know about that.
Yeah, I mean, because again, like, there's so many different things too. Like, think about Tuesdays. You got Taco Tuesdays. You guys can go somewhere and get like some, you know, bomb tacos somewhere. Do karaoke or Quizzo or whatever. But Wednesdays being hump day, like that is the time. Like, if you think about it, like you got happy hours. Like, there's probably like Kareem said, like little pop ups or something that's going on a Wednesday. Like, I've had some amazing date nights on Wednesdays, and like, I would definitely be out way later than I probably should have been. But I mean, I'm also, you know, single, so
just be out. No, but you're right. Different days. I think it does. I think different days does give it a little, I don't want to say spice, but it's a difference, like a different change of pace to it. You know what I mean? Because you're not waiting Friday, okay, we drop the kids off, let's go out. Saturday is the same thing, drop the kids off, let's go out. So basically, well, I know for me going out, I anticipate the end of the night more than I do the beginning of the night. But that's just the me thing, of course.
You would
that. I think, I know, but I just think, I do think going out during different days of the week will give it a change of pace. That might actually be a little better because you might actually run into some places that you never even thought to go to. Like, I like going to places and I need to go to, like, almost like how Warm Daddy's or Relish was with the live band. I kind of like places like that. I like that whole vibe, that whole scene and things like that.
I never been to Warm Daddy.
Me either. And they closed. Yeah, they closed down.
You know where else I haven't been? Sidebar, we was talking about this the other day. Y'all ever been to the Spaghetti Warehouse?
Oh, yeah.
On Spring Garden?
On Spring Garden, yeah.
Nah, I've never been anymore. There.
I've never been there. And oh my God. Used to hear so many people talk about it. Like, that was the spot to be. And I have never been.
You know, so
funny.
Yeah, but what's really funny about that is like the spaghetti warehouse was really cool, like as an experience the first couple times we went, but then after a while it was just like, well, I mean, it wasn't even that good. Spaghetti wasn't that great. Or like, you know, the pasta wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like Italian pasta. Like, it was just the experience of being in the warehouse that was all they served, was like pasta and all that other stuff, and it was family style. So you ain't really miss out on much, I promise you.
Thank you for that reassurance.
You're welcome, girl.
So Thursday night dates are pretty good. It's almost the weekend and people usually feel more free to stay out late on a Thursday night and be hungover at work on Friday sometimes, opposed to earlier in the week. Still, Thursday isn't a complete free for all. A Thursday night date means you want to have a good time, but you're not yet ready to give up precious weekend time. A weekend date you have to work towards. I think it depends on where you are, as far as like what cities you may live in and what's going on particular days. It could be where you are in life, what you're doing as far as work and family. And such, sometimes you just gotta get in where you fit in.
Yeah, right. I mean, either way, date nights are definitely important, especially being in a marriage. You know, you can attest to this, how important it is to just get that break from the kids, you know, because you're always out. Even if you're going out to eat and you got the kids, it's not a date night. It's not a you and I thing. So it's definitely important to get out at least once a month. I mean, if I had it my way, I would do it once a week, but you know, time does not permit that, so that's not realistic.
Yeah, I was always curious like what you guys' stance were on date night and how often you do it as married couples, because like with my parents, I think they probably tried to do it at least once a month or maybe like twice a month. I just remember there was a period of time where they were always out on the weekends to go to like the Dell. Like they were going to the Dell with like, I think it was like a double date or triple date with my aunts and their husbands. And like, they would be coming in mad late. And I would just be like, yo, y'all got kids.
Listen, when my kids are old enough to stay in the house without supervision, oh, we out.
Yeah, for sure. As soon as one of them, listen, as soon as your oldest hit 16, they all coming right over there. We
never relax. I'm for a baby. That's sitter. Four kids. She got to watch.
Listen.
Yeah, but that's exactly what it is.
Nah, but yeah, I can't wait. Because one thing I fear, and I know we talked about this before last season with a couple, I do not want to be so focused on my kids right now. And then when they are out of the way, it's like, oh, hey, I'm Carell. What's your name? You know what? And you're supposed to be my husband. I don't want to grow so far apart that we don't even know each other in another 10 years. And what we really like, you know what I mean? We got to grow together, not apart.
Yes, for sure.
Yes, I can see that. Yeah.
All right. So Friday night is the second best day of the week. People feel festive and ready to go out. Lack of work the next day obviously means a greater chance of staying out late and throwing all caution to the wind. Friday night loses some of its edge by virtue of dates coming right after work. People might have time to stop at home, but not for long. This means that people are slightly less rested and slightly less primed than they would be before a Saturday night date. But don't like after work happy hours pop on Friday?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
I remember, what do they do in the summer here? Is it sips?
Yeah. Well,
is that what it is?
Pre-COVID, yeah.
Right. Well, pre-COVID. Yeah. I went to
was that every Friday?
One of the theaters. No, I think that was every day almost.
It was every Wednesday.
Yeah, every Wednesday at different locations.
Oh, I be in Bible study. I'd be in Bible study on Wednesdays.
Yeah, every Wednesday was sips. And then you do remember, like, they used to do the night markets too, like, depending on like what area of the city. But you had the night markets, you had sips, you had all of like the, you know, after work specials. So even if you didn't do sips, like, you can go to like the beer gardens or like the little pop-up spots like around like the Independence Hall and like JFK. Like, if you go around that area, there's a bunch of pop-ups between JFK, and then I want to say like there were pop-ups on like Pine Street and Lombard. And so, like, yeah, like Fridays especially would be popping in the city. Popping.
That's the thing, there'll be so many people out though. Go ahead.
I like the night markets. The last one was up on Lancaster Avenue.
I've never been to one. And yeah, I always miss it.
It might have been 15 trucks and 10 of them was taco trucks. Like, they tried, but it was not like the other ones that I've been to in different areas where it was a bunch of different stuff to try, but they are definitely crowded.
Yeah, they are. Now, I don't know what's going to happen now that COVID has hit and we're in this pandemic. What's going to happen in 2021? Because obviously everything's been canceled for the rest of the year. So it's going to be very hard.
It's around this time.
Yeah. Yeah. The fall season, they do, I think, 4 of them.
Yeah.
So summer, yeah, spring, summer, and fall, like there's like 4 that they do throughout that season. And then, and it's in different neighborhoods every time.
Well, Sunday night dates is the worst night of the week, they say. A Sunday night date just calls attention to the fact that you both had other plans with the other people, whether it was friends or dates on Friday and Saturday. You're both probably pretty drained from the weekend and possibly pretty stressed about the work week ahead. Chances are you won't stay out late, you won't drink too much because you're a little hungover from the weekend, and you won't spend too much because you're broke. Sundays are no fun for dates. Better to stay in and recuperate rather than try to sneeze too much out of the weekend.
No matter what day of the week it is, date nights, when you do get out, I know for us, we'd be ready to go back in the house. Like, we'd be so drained. It's like when you do get that break. Like, have you ever seen one of those little Facebook memes where they'd be like, you know, you start the movie, then like 10 minutes into it, you sleep? Like, that's how we be. We be like, yo, I'm so tired. Like, sometimes you can't hang all the time.
So I guess it's like, you're saying like from the perspective of parents, like you as
being
parents.
Like from parents. Yeah, you like, when you finally get that little break, you be like, man, you be talking all this. Oh man, we gonna go do this. We gonna hang out. It be like 10 minutes later. You be like, yo, you ready to go? Like, you just be so worn out.
So it's like you how in college I could go to a party any day of the week and get up and go to class. And now it's like, if I go out on Friday, I'm no good till Sunday, I mean, till Saturday evening. I'll be needing a lot of time.
Huh? I mean, like, I don't know. Like, you know, and it's so funny too, because I'm thinking about like even my yesterday, right? Like me and the homies got together yesterday and like we were just hanging out at like the Fiddler Club. And I think we had like mad drinks. I woke up this morning, like, just, you know, made a coffee, got some oatmeal. And I was just like, wow, I haven't felt like this since college. I don't know what it is. I don't know. Maybe it's just the amount, like the type of drinks you drink these days, like, or it's like, you know, just understanding your body more. I don't know. I have no idea.
But you I was know what? In college, I was drinking stuff like Southern Comfort and 99 Bananas. Shout out to my DP and Brittany. Y'all know about that experience on 95. I was drinking a lot of stuff that I wouldn't even think about drinking now. So you're right. There probably is stuff that you drink too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Stuff that drains you, you know, now like your body hates gluten or breads. Like as soon as you eat something, you fall right asleep. You get the itis so quickly.
So let's just say it's old age.
It could be that. No, but say
listen, I'm just saying, nobody wants, we tiptoeing around. Let's just say
so
we're getting up there.
Do you think that it's old age or you think that our foods are also changing? Because I think like there's a big discussion around how like our foods are being manufactured and how a lot of things that we used to eat aren't necessarily the same things that we used to eat in the past.
You said you're going to go with which one?
I'm going to go with Kyle. Oh.
But I'm serious because if you're thinking it's just old age, then let's imagine those like people, especially like the celebrities who actually have money where they can invest in like real good foods and chefs and stuff like that. Like the older they get, it seems like the more youthful they are.
So
about to go vegan.
Let me switch it up a little bit.
I love bacon.
Girl, and it's crazy because the first thing I thought about was pork.
Oh, Jesus.
I love bacon.
And I like ham, even though I don't get it, but once or twice a year, I don't want to get it up. But anyway, so what do y'all think about sex after the first date? I mean, Kareem, you married and everything, but you can still tell me how you feel.
Sex after the first date? Like we go out, we come home, we have sex?
Yeah.
I mean, it depends on what kind of night you had. Like, if you had one of those nights that Kyle was describing, going dancing and you doing all of this, listen, I almost asked, like, what I want to be.
Well, remember, that wasn't our first date. That was like, you know, okay. we had a few dates prior to that, but I think it was like our first real date. We were hanging out before.
I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with it. I mean, if both of y'all consent to it, I mean, if you're having a good time, some people are always just going at the moment. You feeling good. That's right. But I'm just saying, some people just be in the moment, feeling good, you know?
Yeah, you look good, you feel good. They make you
smell good. Yeah. You know, things happen.
Things happen.
I ain't opposed to it.
You know, I think it's fine. It's like Kareem said, it depends on the type of night that you want to have. Like, you know what I mean? I think like some people go on to dating very like casually. Like they're not really thinking about like, oh, I want to settle down with this person. So they don't really care. Like, you know, it's just like, all right, cool. We had a good time. And yeah, like, why not? Like we got that chemistry going. And then there's other times where it's like, no, I actually really like this person and I want them to respect me. Like, you know?
Right.
It really depends. It depends on how you feel.
People live by the Steve Harvey 90-day rule. From a religious aspect, I feel like maybe that isn't the best thing for you to do. But most people ain't thinking like that. And I definitely wasn't thinking like that when I met my husband.
I'm so glad you said that, because I feel like most people who be telling you you need to wait until you get married or whatever, you ain't do that when you met your spouse. Like, why are you telling me to do that?
I mean, we were young in high school, but we was reckless.
So, and you're married now.
I don't think I can wait until you get married. I can't do that one.
Well, I don't think the idea behind that is to date for years and then get married. It's like, all right, let's get married and we'll establish who we are and who each other is after marriage.
Yeah, and that's also detrimental. Like, I know plenty of women who've gotten married because of religion, because they wanted to have sex. They got married so they can have sex guilt-free. And they got divorces within a year, 2 years later, because either that person was a liar, they were an abuser, they were completely not who they said they were. And it was just kind of like, so you basically got married out of guilt.
You're going to have to give me that guilt, because I'm going to have to test drive it before I put a ring on it.
Mm-mm. Right. Hey, like, listen.
Before I sign them papers, sir, no. I need the test drive. Ain't gonna happen. No. Gotta test drive it first, cause that joint might be a lemon. I don't know, man.
Not a lemon.
That joint might be a lemon.
Not a lemon.
Listen, we'll be annulled in about 2 weeks.
That's what it sounds like.
Uh-uh. Listen. Mm-mm. Yeah, no, I think sex is very really important, so I don't think you can. That's not nothing you can like play with. If it ain't good, it's like, ah.
And I really feel like sometimes we do like put way too much emphasis on the fact that like sex is just a part of human nature. That is a part of our, you know, that is how we express love or express connection. Not everyone has sex either. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, sex isn't always like a major thing for everybody, but for the ones that it is, like, let them explore that without feeling guilty about doing that. Like, now here's what I used to always hear, which is that there is a reason why that, you know, people tell you to wait to have sex. And it's mostly because you do tend to find yourself attached to the person that you're having sex with. Mm-hmm. And if they're not the right person for you, it is even harder for you to break from them, because now you have this physical connection and you don't share that with anyone else. But again, that goes back into like, you know, all these deeper conversations that I'm sure you could have in different topics later on, but it's like, you know, so when do you really have, like, you know, it's almost like saying like you don't have the power over your own emotions or whatever just because you have sex with somebody. And I don't necessarily think that's true either. So I don't know, it gets really complicated.
I don't think it's not true either.
I think to each his own. Yeah. If you want to wait. If you don't do it with no guilt.
But with no guilt, that's right. If you gonna feel guilty about it, then don't do it.
I can't feel guilty about something that felt good. I just can't.
But it ain't gonna be good if it's a lemon.
Yeah, if it's a lemon, I'm gonna feel bad.
Like damn, I should have just waited this joint out.
Oh my god!
That's when you hit her with a. You want the Lyft XL or you want the Uber Black? Which one?
Explain to me what a lemon is. I would love to hear your definition.
Using the analogy of test driving and a car being a lemon.
Bring it full circle.
Just bad sex. Like, well, no,
what makes it bad?
What makes it bad?
Well, we've discussed this before, I think, Carell, about like if a woman, I guess, just don't have no feel. I guess you don't have any walls. Like, there's no feeling there at all.
It's
just like no connection. Yeah, it's like you throwing a rock inside of a well or something. Just,
or if she dry.
Like, did it hit the water? Could be that too. Or, yeah, it's just a lot of things.
But we're not going to put all the blame on a woman for bad sex, because it
ain't
always
a woman. No, Cal asked me what a lemon was. I mean, men can be lemons too, you know.
That's true. And that's the truth.
You ain't had to say it like that, though. And that's the truth.
That's the truth.
You put a stamp on it, and that's the truth.
There's a good two that I don't even claim, okay? It didn't happen.
Terrible.
It didn't happen.
Nah, I know what you mean, Kyle.
I was like, nope.
That's crazy. Mm-mm. So back to these dates. What for somebody who might be listening who is not really good at planning dates, what are some ideas of a first date?
A good idea for a first date, I always like for some people who look for icebreakers, I would say instead of going straight to dinner, do an activity first. Because mm-hmm. at least if you do the activity first, you always have something to talk about at dinner. Because some people go straight to dinner and they're not really good communicators, and then you're trying to find icebreakers.
So maybe something like kind of like a falling, cookie place.
You know, falling out. Yeah, you know what? That's something that's on my list, actually. I found a few places. You can do that. Take a cooking class together. Or depending on the person, maybe a winery, do like wine tasting. It's a nice one if depending on which area you in. I think it's out Cape May in Jersey. They actually do like the biking. So you ride a bike through the vineyard and you stop at certain places. You sit, find that on Groupon or Living Social. I love going there for stuff.
Honestly, it really depends. So I know we're talking about dates, which means we're not talking to people who are just literally trying to take someone out so that they can smash later. That's not a date. Right. We are talking about someone that's truly interested in people. So somebody that you're like, you know what? I really would like to get to know this person. That's what we're talking about. I just need to throw that disclaimer out there because you guys are talking about some really cutesy stuff. And I can already imagine some of these people who are probably listening is like, listen, like she bad though. I found her on Instagram or on Twitter. Yeah, I'm like, oh, I'm going to take her out on wine tasting instead of looking for a Birkin bag. Like, you know, no.
Not those.
I think it depends on the on people's personality. Like some people, like I like to have fun. So anything, like I said, an activity is always best, in my opinion, to do first. Whether you want a bowl or whatever, but I think the days of like just going to go sit at like an Applebee's and just sitting out, nobody say it gotta be an expensive date, but you have to piss. So I think women or men, whoever plans it, appreciates the thought more of how much you spend.
So you saying the 2 for $20 at Applebee's is not a good date?
Don't do this.
Yeah, don't do this. If you get the sangria, though, I love a sangria. I love a sangria. I mean, listen, I ain't the one. So, listen.
All right, well, Kyle, what do you think a good first date is?
Well, first of all, let's just tackle the Applebee's. I think Applebee's is for college. That's a college student or, like, both y'all just starting to get on your feet. That is okay. A 2 for $20 is cool for you. We in our 25 and up range, we going to have to come better than Applebee's, y'all. And that does not mean Chili's. And I definitely don't like
it. And it don't hurt for fellas to dress up for dinner as well. But go ahead, Kyle.
Just dress up for dinner. And it don't got to be no tux, but like put on something nice. I'm so, like, as a retailer, like somebody who used to work in customer service, I was so tired of seeing men like so, like the girls that they're with, they're actually dressed. They look nice. They smell nice. And the guy is in like a t-shirt and jeans. With a jacket, talking about, oh, well, you know, I put a jacket on. Like, no, a little bit more effort, please.
Right.
Just want to knock anybody who wants to go to Applebee's. I think if that is fine with you, that is fine with me. Oh.
So first date, I actually agree with Kareem. It should be an activity before you go out to eat. And the activity is based off of that person's personality. So an example for me is like, it's always pretty fail safe is like bowling, skating. If there's like a pop-up, like, you know, pop-up thing that's happening, cause the city was really big on that for a while. There would be like pop-up events or like, you know, something along those lines that were like experiences, like having an experience together before you actually go down and sit down to eat. Because sitting down and eating is very intimate, and it's something that you have a conversation about, like Kareem said. If you both are kind of like on the way, like, I don't like eating on the first date, because I know some people who are like that, they don't like eating. on the first date, then obviously a movie, a show, like, so, and don't think about like a show as in like just a comedy show. I mean, you got drag shows, you have improvs, you have, you know, if even if you did a comedy show, like over at the Raven Lounge, they used to have a comedy variety show where it wasn't just a comedy show, but it was actually also like a movie slash like panel discussion. And like, it was like kind of cool. Like it was like what, for maybe like 45 minutes to an hour, you sit there, you have fun, but then you can go right downstairs and have drinks at the bar, or you can eat, or there was a dance club below. So there's all these different places that you can look at. And again, it goes back into what I was saying before, which is plan your dates. Spontaneous is cool. I feel like spontaneous is more if you kind of know what you're doing. If you know what you're doing, because spontaneity still has an element of planning, or at least under or foreshadowing, knowing what you're about to do.
So what's your idea for a fun date?
I guess for a man planning it, I guess it would all depend on if you're entertaining a woman who prefers sneakers over heels. Because if she does, then most likely she's a person who may be into things like bowling, laser tag, anything, go-karting, anything fun in that nature, rock climbing or anything. But if you're entertaining a woman who prefers heels over sneakers, then
your fun gonna be totally
maybe a little better, depending on people's personality. Huh?
We did.
What'd you say?
I said, when you said if she prefers heels over sneakers, I said your fun date is gonna be totally different. But we did laser tag right over the summer. I am so out of shape, but we had so much fun.
But yeah, I enjoyed it.
Laser tag is actually one of my favorite dates that I went on.
I am what you call a shower singer. And I have been in my Boys to Men bag lately, so I would really like to do karaoke soon. I think that would be a fun date.
Karaoke,
I got a song in my spirit, so
mm-hmm.
We're going to have to do this sooner than
karaoke later. Karaoke is really fun. I also think, like, depending on if the date is just between you two or if it's a group thing,
mm-hmm.
Those are types of things that you can do as groups, like, you know, double dates, triple dates, whatever. You know, if you guys are all going to like a, what was it, like Sky Zone or something like that. Like, I think like one of my girlfriends like went to Sky Zone with her boyfriend and like a couple of their friends. And she said she had a ball. And it was, again, going back to experiences, something she's never done before. And it was kind of like a trust exercise on top of that. It was like trust as well as like, you know, seeing how that person encourages you or like cheers you on or like, you know, is in the moment with you versus like, you know, you could tell a lot about somebody when you were actually experiencing things together. You really, really can.
I think that's kind of what you said important as well. Just trying something, get out of your comfort zone. Like everything you do doesn't have to be dinner and a movie.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be that. And you definitely have to try new stuff. Like you definitely have to try new stuff.
And
because you never know what you like until you try it.
I was going to ask too, but you just said like double or triple dates. Do you feel like when you go on dates with, you know, a couple other couples, is it still a date? Do you still feel like it's a date when it's a group?
I do.
Yeah, as long as you, like, some people love PDA. So if you, like, really into your partner, like, basically, you kind of, like, dip off anyway. You know what I mean? Not dip off, but you kind of, like, into that person and you're there regardless.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's still considered a date. That's not something that you want to do, like, every date night, though, that you have out of, if you only got, like, let's say two date nights out of the month. You don't always want to play tag along with everybody else because you still need that alone time. But I think double dates and triple dates or what a group dates, let's just say that, are pretty fun.
Yeah, they are. They can be very fun. But if you also know you're the type of person or your partner is the type of person, well, I guess you wouldn't know until you start dating them. But if you know for yourself that you're the type of person that competes a lot, then group dates aren't good for you.
Right.
They're really not going to be good for you. Like, you really need to be secure in just having fun and having fun with the person that you're with without necessarily trying to compete with other couples. And if you feel like you're going to do that, then group dates probably aren't for you.
Yeah, you don't want to be like, yo, she holding his hand. Come on, give me your hand real quick. Like, you can't out there doing all of that.
Yeah,
I'm definitely a competitor, but not like that.
Well, I think it's because, you could obviously correct me on this, Carell, but I think just by watching you and Gerald, you guys are very secure in your relationship. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not looking for him to treat you any differently than what you talked about as your own. And I think a lot of times people who are competing with other couples are finding themselves like, see, she's holding his hand, you should hold my hand too. Well, you know, he just kissed her on the cheek, you should kiss me too. Like, it's almost like you guys really don't have a solid grounding in your connection yet. And so group dates aren't going to be great for you until you guys are more solid in who you are as a couple.
And then you got to know what kind of person you are anyway, because some people retreat in groups and then you, that person, you out, but you're not talking. So everybody think you weird.
Yeah, especially if you know, like, y'all the type of people that don't talk to each other anyway. If y'all don't talk to each other when you're all by yourselves, you're not going to talk to each other when you're with groups.
Yeah, and people probably think, if we go on this group date, you know, we'll be out having fun. Ain't nobody going to notice that I've been talking to them all night and not even my own spouse.
Right.
Nah, but that's different, though, when it's that big of a group. Like, you know what I mean? Because sometimes it's still okay to kind of, like, have that talk. Because it's just different conversations just break out of nowhere when we're in those large groups. So, I mean, that's different. And plus, everybody there is, like she said, secure with their partner. So it don't even matter how that stuff breaks out when we be in those groups.
No, because this time last year, we were in New Orleans. And I don't know if it was four couples. I can't remember. I think I'm missing somebody.
That was New Orleans last year? You sure that was New Orleans last year?
Nigga, you was not there. How you gonna ask me that?
I know, but I'm trying to think because I don't really remember.
Nah, the only reason why I remember is because somebody that was there texted me today and was like, dang, we was in New Orleans this time last year. But we was in New Orleans last year and me and Drew was beefing. So I might have been talking to... Huh?
So do you remember why? And were you guys beefing before you got there?
Yeah, we was beefing before we got there.
Then that's why you were beefing.
No, I ain't saying I don't know why. I know why. But, you know, we was down there. I mean, nobody knew that we was beefing because what happens in the house, I know how to keep it in the house. But... yeah, I probably wasn't really talking to him as much as I would have been otherwise. I'm trying to see. Because now you got me second guessing myself. Now I got to go look for pictures and dates. What's today's date? The 19th?
But why are you looking for that? I honestly think like that makes sense, though. So again, it goes back into my point. If you guys are already not on the same page before you get with other couples, you're going to see yourselves even more not on the same page because you're looking at other couples.
Yeah.
And so, you know what I mean? So it's just kind of like, you know, if you know that that's not where you guys are at right now, I think group dates probably aren't the best. That's all I'm saying. It's like, you know, we're talking about like best dates. That is the worst date that you can go on.
Well, let me ask y'all this. I know y'all not a fan of Applebee's, but what are some cute, cheap dates for somebody who otherwise can't afford the tux and all that other stuff y'all was talking about.
We wasn't talking about no tuxes.
something cheap.
I mean, cheap date, like simple picnic. Go to like people who are in Philly, yeah. And I'm pretty sure there's other cities who have like, you know, open like parks.
No, but I think like a day at the beach, that's cheap. Get you some at the beach is parking.
You know, you also need to figure out like, okay, your budget, right? Like we're also in the internet age. So you can literally go on Google and say cheap dates for under $100 or cheap dates under $50. If you only looking to spend $20 though, then I think it's probably best to stay in the house. Get a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Get like a,
you know, $20. That's it.
That's it. That's the move. A bottle of wine and maybe some Chinese food or something. And that's what y'all want to do. But you also need to make sure that that is the type of person, whoever you're looking to go on the date with, that that is something that they're interested in doing too. Like you got to know the person that you are dating.
Mm-hmm.
Because that could also be a big turnoff if that's not the type of person, or if that's not where they at, if that's not where they're at in their life.
Right. And you also, depending on how far you into date, and maybe you can invite someone over for dinner. Maybe you can cook for them. Depending on how far you in and how comfortable they are with, you know, coming to your house, anything like that.
Well, if you got $20, it's going to be spaghetti.
I was just about to say that. No, you can get some wing dings, some broccoli, and some rice.
You did not
say do a lot with $20. Listen, wing dings.
I know you wing did dings. Not say wing dings.
Wing dings.
Right.
You can do a lot.
That's the I'ma just feed you before I bust it down type meal. That's not like a date.
Listen, if you romance it up, spruce it up, you know what I mean? Put the little throw pillow down, some pillows and all that, some little lights around it. I mean, you can spruce it up.
Yeah, see,
plus,
I mean,
Netflix ain't free.
Like I said, like you Google something, like I literally just Googled cheap dates for under $20 and it said 33 fun cheap date ideas. Are you guys ready for this? I'm just going to read one. It says, have a blackout.
You can't get no cheaper than that.
It said, turn off the lights, commit yourself to only candles, old school flashlights, no phones allowed, and tell ghost stories.
Nah, that ain't
if you want to be a child, act like a child, it's called and it's free.
I mean, it could have been cute if they would have just kept it at candles and stuff, but you talking about get out the flashlight.
The ghost stories, stories.
They went left with
it. I think that's actually kind of fun. I mean, but then again, I like scary stuff anyway. So
not me. You know. Turn on every light, put on the Disney channel, and I still won't go right to sleep. I don't like scary.
I have the full book of the Grimm Brothers stories, as well as all of the complete works of Edgar Allan Poe on my bookshelf right now. So I could tell some crazy stories.
What do y'all think is a good romantic date night idea? Massages?
Depending on your budget, I would say, okay, what are we working with here? Because I don't want to say nothing all crazy and it ain't in the budget.
Just give us what you got.
Go ahead, Kareem. Just go ahead. Ball out,
Reem. All right, ball out. Well, I would probably do probably like a personal chef style dinner at the crib. They do have those personal chefs. You can have them come to your house and cook you up a meal. I've always wanted to do the helicopter ride thing. I've never got around it. I've planned it a few times, but never got around to do it. Or you could do the horse and carriage ride. That actually got canceled one day. We were supposed to do it on our anniversary weekend. I had all that stuff planned out. You see my itinerary.
Listen,
and I couldn't do that. That's the one thing that got kicked off. But yeah, I want a romantic night. I think dinner and maybe the horse ride downtown. A little horse and carriage ride. That'd be nice.
What you think, Kyle?
So a romantic date for me would be, again, something that, you know, my ex did, which is, you know, basically like a rented like a hotel room. It was like one of those like suites. So it wasn't like just a regular hotel room. It was like at the Monaco, like really nice, like one of those suites at the top. And, you know, he already had like, no, stop. And like, he ended up getting like one of my coats that I had in the house because it was getting colder. It was a colder, it was cold around that time. So he got like one of my jackets from the house, but it was already there. And he gave me like a gift card to go find a dress with my girlfriends downtown. So I found a dress, came back, and like he already had like dinner, like room service dinner in the room, got dressed. We went to Stratus. And then after that, we went to this Moroccan place down, further down in Old City. Like, I can't remember the name of the place. And I'm pretty sure if anybody from Philly is listening, they'll probably know what I'm talking about. But went there, it was like the belly dancer. It was really cool. And then of course, because I like hookah, like we smoked some hookah, you know, got a little bent, went back, had a good time. Had a good time.
Straight to it.
You know what I'm saying? Had a really good time. Next morning, like, you know, woke up to some champagne in bed and it was just really nice. It was a very, very dope experience. It was the only one that I had like that. And I just, you know, that's been very memorable for me. But yeah, like that was very romantic. I think another thing just really quick too, is like, if you plan and you actually make an effort, you'll find that a lot of the things that we're talking about is not that expensive to do. It's really not.
Well, let me ask you one more question because only you can answer this. And then we can get into the listener letter if we have one. Do you think it's hard to date?
Yes.
You talking to Cal?
Yeah.
And oh, okay. I was just making sure. Okay.
Yeah, it is. It's hard to date with intention. It's very hard to date with intention. Like I was just explaining to my friend yesterday, I was like, you know, it's not that I can't get a man. It's not like I can't date somebody or like, you know, get a dude that, you know, will pull up or whatever. The problem is that it's not the right guy. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not intentional. A lot of times, like, you know, they're either trying to get something from me, whether it's that they homeless right now, they want some place to crash at or like, you know what I'm saying? It's whatever. Listen, especially it's homeless season. Like a lot of these dudes, like they try and figure out where they gonna be at for the winter. So, you know, and I'm not the one because I already like my space. I like having my space. So, but it's like also dating with intention, which is one of the reasons why I keep doubling back to my ex sometimes, because as much as our relationship didn't work out, like there were so many things as far as effort was concerned that just made me realize like the type of person I want to date and the type of like intention, like really having some sort of intention for our relationship. It's not just to, you know, have fun and have sex or whatever. It is literally, I really want to get to know you. And it's very hard in this day and age. It's very hard in the social media age where everybody's trying to find something quick and something cookie cutter. And I think like the cookie cutter thing is like really, really big right now. You know, everybody wants, you know, the Photoshopped face, the, you know, Photoshopped butt, the Photoshopped hips and thighs and all the other stuff. And it's very hard to find someone who only wants to date you. It's going to be very hard to do that.
No, I understand that. We got a letter this week?
Yes, ma'am. You want to give me my drum roll as usual? Brrr.
Drum roll.
All right. So listen, the title is I Can't Leave Him Alone. Okay. So it says, hey guys, so I've been dating this guy for about 8 months now. The problem is he has a fiance. When we met, he did not disclose this information to me. And because we were always talking throughout the day and frequently going out on dates, I never thought anything of it. So I assumed he was single or at least playing the field. Over these past 8 months, we've connected in a way that I've never knew I could with a guy. He's so sweet, loving, respectful, trustworthy, and he's open to me. I'm not trying to break up a home, but I want to be with him. And he says that he wants to be with me too. But he needs time to break it off with his girlfriend, fiance rather. I don't want to be left hanging around waiting for him, but I know that I don't want to leave him alone. What should I do? This is a ladies' thing.
Go ahead, guys. I don't know what you should
jump
do.
In. Jump in there.
Leave him alone. Leave him alone.
Went straight mic on him.
Let me tell you from experiences, leave him alone, okay? If he is engaged to someone and he did not disclose that to you, that means he is not open to you, okay? Like, we cannot keep doing this to ourselves, girls. So I will tell you this. It's really cool, and I understand, like, where you're at, because just like I had to explain to, you know, someone previously, it's like, you know, you... I gave you all of me and you earned that from me, but you stole my respect. You stole my trust. You stole all those things because you weren't honest. You know what I'm saying? I was always honest with you. So yes, if you feel like, you know, you're loved by me and all that, that is very much authentic, but I can't reciprocate that because you stole it from me. And I think, like, you need to look at it from that standpoint, sis. Like, he is not being honest. He wasn't honest from the jump, and he won't be honest now. Until he can show you and prove to you that you are really who he wants to be with, leave him alone. I think, like, honestly, grandmas and Gigi's and Gam Gams have been saying this for decades. If it's meant to be, it will be. You let it go, and if he's meant to be with you, he will come back to you, and he will come back to you free and clear. Leave him alone.
You know what else grandmoms used to say? The same way you got him is the same way you will lose him. And it is clear that that was somebody else's man if he is already engaged. You cannot say in the same breath that you love him and you want to be with him. He's trustworthy, but he's been lying to you about living a double life. You have to put things into perspective for what you really want in life, because I'm not sure about every state, but most of them, you cannot have, or you cannot legally be married to two people. So, I mean, and I get it. You don't want to be alone because, I mean, most people don't want to be alone, but to be in a situation like that, it's not worth all the heartache that it will cause. So in this situation, I feel like love would be your downfall, because you do.
And I don't even think it's love.
So I was thinking that this isn't love as well, Kyle, but I didn't want to downplay this person's feelings. Maybe she does think that she really loves him, but I would definitely take a step back, reevaluate myself, what I want in life, and take it from there. But I wouldn't be in a relationship with somebody who has a fiance, even if they did decide to break it off. But I know someone who did.
And where are they now?
Divorced.
Right. So I think, yeah, I think, like, the thing is, and again, it is not to downplay their feelings, because I'm pretty sure that's exactly what they think they are. They think they're in love, but the truth is, you're in love with how they make you feel. You're in love how you've been treated. And maybe this is the first time you've been treated in a way that, you know, is completely different than the other guys that you might've been dating before. You know, it feels like he's being honest with you and open with you. It feels like, you know, he's been attentive towards your feelings and what you want, and taking you on amazing dates, probably wining and dining you, probably spending so much time with you, where you do feel like, well, no, he doesn't love her, because how does he have all this time for me? But sis, there's literally men who have three different families across the countries and they have time for all of them. So it's not the fact that he wouldn't have time for you. He has time to be deceitful. And if you want to be with somebody who's deceitful, then you have to be honest with yourself in that case. And be honest with yourself that, no, you don't want to be a homewrecker, but if you're willing to do that today, then say that. Say that, but and own it. But if you really don't, leave him alone. And he'll really show you whether or not he wants to be with you. You have to cut it off.
It just sucks that it seems as if she was blindsided by everything. You meet a person, they don't disclose all of the information. You kicking it. Everything seems authentic and genuine. You fall in love. Next thing you know, boom. That's he has a fiance. And so now it's like you're in it. Now you feel entitled. So instead of you being an adult and walking away, now you feel entitled to him because you feel as if you put in so much, you gave so much. You were manipulated in a sense. And maybe in a sense, he was just looking to just, you know, have somebody to pass time with. And maybe he did fall in love with her. Let's just say he did.
Yeah.
Now things just a little more trickier. So it's like, you got to leave a situation. You have no choice. You got to leave a situation.
Yeah.
Let him figure out what that is.
Right.
And if he's yours, like you said, Kyle, free and clear, if he breaks up with her, you know, he's free and clear and he's yours, then you guys feel free to resume what it is you had, but definitely got to walk away from it right now. Right.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I even like think about, you know, the elders in my life who have said certain things over time that you reflect on now as an adult. And you realize like they've been saying these things for ages and ages and ages. Men and women do these things, especially when they're at a crossroads in their lives. You know, he could have been getting cold feet. He didn't know whether or not he really did want to get married. And so then he found you. And like Kareem said, yeah, maybe he did fall for you, but that doesn't mean he's going to leave her, you know, because he fell for her enough to go and save up money and then go and size a ring, buy a ring, set up time to actually, you know, ask her to marry him, probably asked her family or did it in front of her family. This is a lot of processing and things that you have to do to make a decision. So he made a decision to be engaged with this woman.
And those rings ain't cheap and they're non-refundable because the woman is not giving it back.
They're not cheap. And so if you think about it in more of a pragmatic way, then you'll really understand that this is way more than just, oh, but I love him so much. And I'm sure you do. And I'm sure he fell for you too. But there were decisions made on behalf of their relationship. And so if he doesn't want to be with her anymore, then that's a decision he has to make. And he has to make that without you.
Drop mic. Boom. There it is.
But I don't think that's the case because how much time do you need to break up with somebody?
I mean, it depends. It really does depend. And I'm gonna be honest with you on that. Like I said, I'm speaking from experience. Like I met someone via Tinder and he was absolutely like engaged to someone. I didn't know, you know, we were hanging out, we were going on dates, like, you know, all that. And like, I was like, Jesus, you just did it for me. You know what I'm saying? He checked all my boxes. And then he
except
literally-
Except for the single one, huh?
Except for that single box, okay? And he came by my job over on Walnut Street, and his fiance walked by my job and he ducked into the bathroom. And I was like, what happened? He's like, I got something to tell you, but I want to tell you after work. And he told me he was engaged. I didn't get upset with him. I literally was just like, well, why are you dating me if you're engaged? Like, what's going on? And like me asking him what's going on, that's exactly why I can speak to you know, the sister who wrote this letter to say sometimes it is cold feet. Sometimes it is like, you know, you're moving into a direction that you weren't necessarily, you didn't expect for yourself. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you just like kind of got in your head, like, yes, I'm madly in love with this person and this is the next step. And yeah, it probably is the next step. But you also saved up money to buy this ring. You also asked her father for her hand in marriage. You also asked her for her hand in marriage. You guys had literally been going to couples counseling. And now you're in a space where y'all had this big fight, this big blow up. And, you know, you had to go off for your off season and you went to Texas and you got on Tinder and that's how you found me. Right. So it's like, great. You fall for someone else. It's not uncommon for people to do that. But there is situations where you're like, you know, I was just upset or I don't know how I feel. And those things are complicated. You really do need to figure out, because there's another person involved, what your next steps are. It's not as clean cut as just like, you know, I don't want to be with you anymore. There's so much more than it. You know what I mean? Not everybody's is like, you know, cut and dry. I know I've never been like the cut and dry kind of person. Like, unless you like completely scorn me. And even then I might like give you a chance to explain yourself. You know what I'm saying? But some people just aren't cut and dry like that. You got to give people time.
As always, we wish you the best of luck. And on that note, I am Karell.
I'm Kyle.
I am Kareem. And this is Just Our Two Cents.
Well, that's it. That's our show for today. Make sure you follow us on Instagram to join a conversation about this week's episode. And subscribe to Just My Two Cents podcast to catch all new episodes.
Wait, you mean to tell me it's over? I gotta wait the next week? Oh, man.